The following program is intended for mature audiences.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
Today's broadcast is being simulcast in broken English.
Here we go in 3, 2.
Time to wake up!
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air!
Uh-oh.
Get out of bed. Resistance is futile.
Back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
We ain't one at a time in here.
They broadcast me out on the radio.
We're mass communicating.
Best show since no other show.
I absolutely love you. You're thoroughly entertaining.
Get ready to taste some sweet ear candy.
Okay, here we go.
It's showtime.
Gentlemen.
This is The Cue.
Let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
You dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
Can you dig it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Cue, of course. My name is Mark Bland, and you are listening to the best moderate liberal political talk show, current events talk show, pop culture talk show, east and west of that Mississippi River. And I am your host, Mark Bland, joined, as always, today by my favorite person in the entire world, Producer Bobby. What's going on, Producer Bobby?
Not too much, man. Just trying to get over, I guess you could say, air sickness.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're going to talk about that here in just a few seconds, but we've got a few things. First off, we have a shortened show today because of some difficulties we've been dealing with on this side, but regardless of that, we have a fantastic show for you today, and you have had some air sickness because you just went up with the Blue Angels in their Fat Albert C-130, and how was that, sir?
It was pretty awesome. We got to experience zero Gs for, like, 10 seconds, and then from there turned around and experienced, I think they said 5 G's. It was just the coolest experience ever, yet the most freaky, scariest thing I've ever done at the same time.
Now, can I ask you a simple question?
And
the question is very simply, were you, by any chance, strapped in, or did they, like, loosen the straps for you when you went up?
No, what happened is, I was strapped into almost like these cargo nets, and when I was strapped in, there's three guys that are part of the Fat Albert team that actually are not strapped in, and they hold on to a ladder, and you watch them as they fully experience zero G's and float in the middle of this giant cargo hull.
And that was, and it wasn't just you, as we had Mark Sutherland on the last show to discuss this from the Spirit of St. Louis Air Show.
Right.
It was you and other members of the media that were a part of this. Did anybody throw up? Somebody from KMOX throw up?
Nobody I noticed, but this is a very select group of people that got to go up. Only in all of St. Louis media, only 20 people per day, Thursday and Friday, got to do this. So 40 people in this giant town of media. So a very select group of people got to do this.
Well, as you know, we always have the flying reality. Polar Vortex, the heavyweight champion of the Cue.
The king of all media.
He is not the king of all media. You keep saying that. Unfortunately, Dan Walsh is not here currently. Vladimir Putin has asked him, specifically Valerie.
Good old Val.
Good old Valerie. Vladimir Putin has asked the Flying Reality Tour to come to Russia and to do some vaudevillian-style acts for him, and Dan Walsh obliged, so we sent Dan Walsh off to Vladimir Putin's Russia, and he can play with the nipples, and of course he's got the
cheetahs
and the tigers and all that stuff, but it has been a huge week in the news stories because I really want to talk about, seriously, I have to talk about the Don Sterling situation with the NBA. And I think that that's where we're going to start today. We're going to talk about Don Sterling.
Absolutely.
Because ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what's going on, the head of the Clippers, the guy who owns the Clippers, is a gentleman by the name of Don Sterling. He is in his 70s, 80s.
I think he's 82.
He's 82 years old, and he has himself a mixed girlfriend. She's a woman in her 20s who happens to be part Mexican and part black.
African-American.
And evidently, as you, if you have been under a rock, it's no, there's no way that you haven't heard the story of what has been going on with Don Sterling. And it's simple as this. Don has a problem with black people. He has a problem with... Well, technically, he's racist. That's what it really comes down to. Don has proven to everybody that he's racist with the comments that he's been making lately on this entire situation. Because what had happened, and this is where it gets kind of interesting. She, his girlfriend, decided that she was going. I guess she has been doing this multiple times. She's got an Instagram. You know, as we all have social media, we've talked about this on the queue many, many times. She has an Instagram, and she has decided that with her Instagram, she wants to post pictures of herself and friends and different people that she knows, and they tend to be of the African-American persuasion. Well, this doesn't sit well with Don Sterling, right. And the owner of the Clippers decided that he was going to let out on her. Well, evidently, they've had a few of these conversations because she decided to have a picture of her and Magic Johnson, the NBA legend.
One of the biggest NBA players of all time.
Right, and he's in the picture, and she posted it to her Instagram, and it flipped Don out. Sterling went nuts, and she recorded the entire audio, and that's where I want to kind of start. Like, first off, Bobby, I mean, you're a big sports guy yourself.
Well, see, the statement you just said is where I have the problem. She recorded this, okay? Yes, okay, you can publicly record, or you can privately record whatever the hell you want. It doesn't matter. But where I have the problem is the fact that she recorded it, and then we really don't know who released the audio, but if you listen to the tape, it sounds very much like she coaxed him.
Like she's setting him up.
Into
like
the answers.
She's putting out there.
Want me to the tone delete and inflection. All the black people from my page.
Right. She's putting a lot of tone and inflection on top of everything that's going on. And she's making it sound very, very obvious that there is conversations that have happened in the past.
Right.
He has this. Now, this isn't the first time, actually. An ESPN reporter back in 2006-2007 had said something about the fact that he had had a go-around with Mr. Sterling.
Right.
And it seemed like Mr. Sterling was quite agitated at the fact that he was a black man himself who was interviewing him and having a conversation with him. And he said that this is something that needed to be looked at. Now, there's multiple aspects of this that I want to discuss because that's what we do here on the queue. Obviously, we talk a lot about politics and the conservatives and the teabaggers and all the people that Mark doesn't like. And I know I usually do rants, but my rant this week isn't really going to be so much of a rant as we're going to do some discussing about this, Bobby.
Right.
Because a lot of people have come out, like his own team is in the middle of the playoffs. They even, the day that this came out, or the game that happened the day after all this allegations came out.
Yeah, it was the day after.
Yeah. They didn't even, they like left on their warm-up jerseys or whatever to cover the name of the Clippers up or whatever it was.
Well, what they did was they took, on the front of their jerseys, it says Clippers for warm-up, and then they wear t-shirts underneath that say Los Angeles Clippers. They took the Clippers warm-up throwover off and in solidarity threw it in the middle of the court and then inside out flipped the t-shirt. And then also every player wore black socks as a sign of symbolism towards, you know,
African-American culture.
African-American, yeah.
Now, and see, and this is such an interesting story because there's so many levels to it. And let's break down some of these levels. First off, we've got he's an 80-year-old man. He's dating the 20-year-old girl.
Right.
Okay, so first off, there is a huge, huge generation gap there, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when he graduated high school, when he was growing up, all those good things right there, we're dealing with a gentleman who literally came from a different time period.
Well, he grew up during the Rosa Parks and the
before
the
civil
Martin
rights.
Luther King.
Yeah, like well, he actually was growing up before that. Like
yeah,
so he
in
was
the 50s.
Influenced by people who were racist and things like that, which
absolutely.
Is fine, but eventually you become this multimillionaire, you become an owner of a team, things like that.
Right.
So, we've got that aspect, but then on top of it, I find it so odd that you would have a mixed girlfriend, someone who is of black as well as Mexican culture.
Yeah.
As your girlfriend, if you have so much racism, is it the fact that do we feel that it's obvious from the statements that are on the tape that and that's another piece that we're going to get to, but the statements on the tape obviously make him out to be racist. Okay, right, like right. He sounds well, and I wouldn't even say that the things he said specifically were racist. It was more of a conversation about him directly with her and how she presents herself and how he doesn't appreciate the way she presents herself. And of course, he alludes quite a bit to the race aspect.
Right.
But he never straight out says the N-word or things like that. Like it was.
But he does say that he doesn't like when she puts all of those people on his page.
Of course.
Or on her page. Now, here's the biggest problem I have with it. You're an NBA owner. An NBA owner. 90% of the league is African American. He bought the team in 2000. That's at the peak of Allen Iverson and Vince Carter. And
his team is completely comprised of black men.
There's only one guy who you could come off as possibly saying he's a white guy because he's so light-skinned, Blake Griffin. But he's a black guy.
And he's your biggest star, by the way.
Right. Him and Chris Paul.
So basically what we have is, now we got to go a little step deeper here. And this is where I think the Q kind of shines sometimes because you brought something up at the beginning of this conversation that I really want to get into. Now, Don is in the middle of his house. He's in his private residence.
Correct.
Now, we're all human, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Is this not true? Bobby,
yeah,
how many times have you been standing in line and there have been thoughts that run through your head, things that you say that you probably wouldn't say out loud, but thoughts run through your head?
All the time.
That's every single one of us. I found myself within the last week myself standing in line. And what happens in most cases, you'll see a situation where somebody is doing something extremely stereotypical of a certain race or whatever that triggers certain things. And actually, I was having a conversation earlier this week with some gentlemen who happen to be black themselves.
Right.
And we were discussing the fact that, you know, where even they, as a culture, they say the N-word a lot to each other, you know, the daps and the things
absolutely.
And all that. But then I also brought up to them, I'm like, there has to be, when you see something that is so racially stereotypical, the thing that literally makes the stereotype exist in the first place,
right?
You switch using the one word that you say for like all the lovey-lovey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You say the exact same word, but you say it in a much more derogatory way, maybe in your head, you know what I'm saying? Because you feel it's giving your culture a bad name.
Right.
And
right.
I think we all run through that. Now, the private residence aspect you brought up, this is such a weird thing for me because it's like,
I don't have
Don is in his house.
Right. But I don't have a problem with it. And here's the only reason I don't have a problem with the punishment and everything. And the commissioner of the NBA,
which by the way, the punishment was,
he is banned for life.
Wow.
And a $2.5 million fine that will go to a charity of the NBA Players Association's choosing. Now, the phrase and the exact statement that someone asked Commissioner Adam Silver, who just took over exactly 26 days ago, 26 days into him being the commissioner of the NBA,
he's dealing with this.
Yeah, of course. But he made the best statement. Someone asked him, is it fair that Donald Sterling is getting punished for something that was said in private?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we all have houses. There's conversations that you have at your house with your wife or even with your children. There's conversations I have with my wife and children. I'm sure Dan Walsh, as well as anybody else who's involved with our show, whether you're at 1420 WINI or wherever else in the world that you're listening to this show, I guarantee you there are people that are just having private conversations in their houses without them being recorded that are very detrimental to their character as people.
Right.
And it's not getting showcased to the world. We're not all angels by any means whatsoever.
Speak for yourself.
All right, fair.
But that's the whole thing. Silver even said, quote, yes, the comments were made in private, but now they're public and we have to deal with them.
Right. But here's the thing. It's this whole breach of privacy. Like, I'm not going to sit here and condone Don Sterling and say that Don Sterling's a decent person because he said these things in private.
Right.
He said what he said, so he's going to have to deal with what comes with that. Now, at the same point, I have to kind of defend Don Sterling's ability to not know that he was recorded.
Right.
On top of that, you know, he is in his private residence. We all feel safe within our homes. And if you are breaking and breaching that trust, there's a serious issue there. It's obvious that this chick, she's just going out of her way to basically try to make a name for herself, I think. That's where I really think this is going. I mean, I understand there's obviously been multiple instances.
Right.
That's why she even thought enough to, if I do this, I can at least record the conversation because I know this conversation is going to happen.
Well, not only that, but we have, as a society, you know, I agree with you. You know, it happened in his public residency. It should not have been brought out to light. But obviously it was, and that's part of what our problem is as a society in this day and age now is we allow people to enter our person way too much than they need to be.
You know, a few years ago, there was a we do game on, game off here on the show, as you know, and something we can game on, and I might have brought it up as a game on before, or I might have just said it in passing, but there's a documentary out there called We Live in Public. And
okay.
It was back, I mean, literally, there's a guy who kind of foreseen where we were going to go with social media as well as video and audio and all that when it comes to the internet age.
Okay.
Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it's called We Live in Public. He designed an entire community that lived in the underground sections of New York City or one of the major cities. I can't remember specifically. It's been a while since I saw the documentary. But anyway, he designed it where it was like 50, 60, 70, or 100 people or whatever it is living together in an area where there were video cameras on at all times. Whether you pooped, you had sex, arguments, everything. Like literally cameras on at all times. And they edit the footage down. They don't block a single thing out. Eventually, it got shut down, and that's in the documentary. It gets shut down by the government, the city of New York or whatever, comes in and takes it down and stuff like that. But what's really unique and interesting about that documentary is when it came out was like the early 2000s, the late 90s is when he was doing this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And here we are 10 years later, you know, 14 years later technically, but
right.
Within 7 years of when he did that, like YouTube
Facebook.
Became whatever it became, and we have Facebook and all these things, and literally we kind of do live in public now. And when you're the owner of a major NBA franchise like the Los Angeles Clippers,
right.
That's a huge responsibility.
Well, you know, people that, you know, they want the privacy, they want this and that, but they want to be able to be on Facebook. They want to be on Twitter. Oh, I want to communicate with my friend that lives in California, but I don't want to have to pay for a phone call or this or that. But yet you're mad because someone makes a comment about the dress you wore in the picture from 2 weeks ago. Well, you put the picture up there for people to be able to make the comments.
But see, Don didn't in this case. Like, it wasn't Don who did that. Like,
correct.
It was this girl who records it against his will and stuff like that. So the question is Don, I mean, we know he's a racist. That's not the argument. The question is does Don deserve the treatment that Don's getting?
Don, here.
I mean, Don Sterling is, he's kind of like the victim to an extent. You know?
To an extent,
I mean,
yes.
Think of every thought that you said or every thought your wife said or whoever you're around was public.
Right.
There was the movie Invention of Lying, if you remember. Remember that?
With
Ricky Gervais.
Gervais, yeah.
It came out a few years ago, and it's a great movie. It's like, of course, if you go get the Rotten Tomatoes or whatever, they're going to say it's like some horrible movie and stuff like that. But it's a really unique idea.
The premise of it is incredible, where
right.
You can't lie.
Nobody lies until one guy decides
Ricky
to
Gervais
start
Ricky Gervais comes up with
lying.
The idea of lying.
Right. And so, like, where's that line, man? Where is that line at, Bobby?
I think the line is very blurred and has gone away because of the fact that we have, you know, Dan is a great friend of ours, but because of things like MTV's The Real World and stuff like that, where we are so involved in people's lives, we have American Idol, we're involved so heavily in who becomes the next big thing.
And I've even done game offs recently about how people treat each other in social media
right.
And how they handle themselves and stuff like that. You know, it's really funny you brought up the MTV thing with Dan because of I actually caught the first episode of the new show. We did Johnny Bananas, who's an MTV reality star. He was on a few episodes ago with William Shatner. And when we discussed it, he was talking about free agents. I hadn't had a chance to see it yet. And I finally caught an episode of it. I caught the first episode of it.
Yeah.
I think Dan would be totally awesome. If he was actually able to be on that show, like he just doesn't want to do it anymore. I get it. You know, yeah, I mean, it's not his primary thing is what I'm saying. You know, it's not that he doesn't want to do it. But, like, I saw that, and it's like, you're right. The whole idea of the MTV reality world, the real worlds and the road
the
rules.
Big and all brother the, and the big brother and the survivor. The survivors. Like
yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Do you think that this is going to last long? Like, do you really feel that they're going to keep him banned for life? I mean, this is kind of a private thing that kind of came out into public. This isn't a guy who literally was at a press conference because his team lost.
Right.
And he just started going on some race baiting, like, job, you know, like hunt or whatever.
I absolutely think they will keep him banned for life. If Major League Baseball can keep the guy who made the game cool again, Pete Rose, Charlie frickin' Hustle, the guy who has the most hits in their entire league ever, if they can keep him out of the Hall of Fame for his entire life, I don't see the NBA ever, ever allowing this dude, his name to even be on a speck of NBA.
But here's
NBA.
What's really funny is because back in the 1980s, if you remember, especially around those Pete Rose teams, who was the owner of the Cincinnati Reds back then? Marge Schott. Right. Marge Schott was well known and reputed to be a heavy racist, and she was caught on camera saying racist things back in the 1980s. They never fined her.
But see,
they never got rid of her.
I think it's a different time, though.
Doesn't matter. The 80s was still...
I agree. But I think back in the 80s, it was okay. I don't think it was ever a time,
Bobby, when it was okay. To just be, like, there's a whole reason the civil rights movement happened. Like, it was never okay to just be racist.
But I think people had a different mindset back in the 80s. I think people were like, oh, she's a racist, she's a bigot, leave her alone, blah, 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 blah. Now, you've got all these organizations, and you've got situations like Trayvon Martin, you know, you've got all these different situations that have happened that make it a bigger deal.
All right, fair enough. I see that. I see your point there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've noticed, but we also did the Roller Coaster 5K. Had a great time at
Absolutely.
Six Flags. It was an amazing time, and we really appreciate Six Flags as well as Roller Coaster Race 5K for having us involved with their event. We really do appreciate that.
Big shout out to Adam for allowing us to be involved with that. You can check out rollercoasterrace.com. There are some other events, I believe, that are still happening in Branson at Silver Dollar City. They're going to do a half marathon, and then also at the Six Flags of New England, they're going to be doing a half marathon.
So if you're in any of those cities listening to the queue, because we know we got listeners all over the United States, make sure you check out rollercoasterrace.com for the race coming to a city close to you. I've got a quick rant before we hit the bottom of the hour. You know, I love fast food. You know,
yes.
I'm a fast food guy. I got a McDonald's issue, man. I'm really...
Is it as bad as the shredded lettuce?
No, it's not as bad as the shredded lettuce, but I do have a real serious issue now with places that just forget the little things. I'm kind of like, we have been raised... Like, if you go to McDonald's now with your family, okay, it's still relatively affordable, but you'll spend $15 to $17
right.
between you and your wife and kids and all that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like a cheap $10 or less meal for everybody.
Right.
We're getting to the point where people are raising their rates, raising their prices. So when they do that, I almost expect, Bobby, for them to give me the quality. And it's not a falling down moment. I'm not looking for the burger to look exactly like the picture.
Yes.
But my point is that, like, if I buy certain things and you say that they're a part of it, I bought a breakfast and it was missing my biscuit as well as the hash brown. And I know that sounds really stupid, but the whole point is it's supposed to be eggs, a biscuit, the hash brown, some pancakes, and sausage. I only got three of the five things.
Right.
Like, I literally only got 60% of what I paid for.
Well, the other thing that bothers me is I remember being a kid, people would, like, they would give you, hey, can I get some ketchup? And they would give you just a giant handful. You say, hey, can I get some ketchup now? You might get a pack.
Yeah, they're going to charge you for it. Hey, listen, it's time for us to take a quick break here on The Q. Make sure you check out thequnow.com. That's where you can find old episodes, new episodes, and all the good stuff that has made this show what it is, as well as pictures of the flying reality himself, Dan Walsh. We will be back on The Q right after this.
Nothing says I love you, I'm thinking about you, or I miss you like a beautiful bouquet of fresh flowers from ProFlowers.com. Flowers are a festive way to dress up a birthday, holiday, or anniversary. Plus, prices start at $19.99 and include a free vase. Every bouquet is guaranteed to last at least 7 days. To send a thoughtful bouquet, go to ProFlowers.com/radio. And to receive this special offer, enter code COLOR. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, code COLOR.
Voices in the air, I hear them loud and clear, telling me to listen. Whispers in my ear, nothing can compare. I just wanna listen.
This is The Cue. As my
Welcome back to The Cue, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Bland joined today by producer Bobby. We are Dan Walsh with Bobby.
It's because he's embarrassed.
He is not embarrassed. There's no way that he could be embarrassed. What would he be embarrassed about?
Because I beat him in the 5K.
Well, it's possible that he... Okay, there is that. But regardless of that, Dan Walsh is not here today joining us on the show. But we are excited nonetheless. We have a shortened version of the show that we're doing today. Just got done talking about the Don Sterling situation, and we are moving on. We're going to bring back a little section of the show we haven't done in quite a while. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for BNN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Bobby News Network. This is BNN.
All right, Bobby, what do you got on tap for us today here on The Q, sir?
Well, with Mother's Day coming up, you know, the average person, you know, what do you get your mom for Mother's Day?
Let's start this off. There's kind of a couple of theories when it comes to like just general gift giving. Yeah. Okay? You got the people that like to, like my wife, the ones who like to get out there, they like to do that shopping, or the Christmas people who are doing it in October.
Right.
Whenever the stuff comes up, you know, they start asking little questions throughout the years and stuff like that. Then there's the guys like me, the last minute shop. I'm the guy that Walgreens was designed for on Christmas Day, okay? I'm that guy. Walgreens was designed for me on Christmas Day because I literally, like, there's times where I have moments of where I get ahead of the game.
Right, right.
But in most cases, it's going to be, like, hit up, like, Pro Flowers, like, you know, one of our sponsors or someone like that. You know, just that's kind of my thing, last minute.
Well, you said Pro Flowers. Well, most people, about 28% of people, are going to buy flowers for their mom.
Okay.
Mom doesn't want any of it.
Mom doesn't want any of it. You know, I heard this a similar story a few years ago about ties. Remember the whole Father's Day things and ties, and like it was the idea that you should get dad a tie for, you know, like, but that was like a 50s and 60s thing. That just kind of, because that's when people wore suits more often.
Suits, yeah.
So I can see where maybe moms they don't want the flowers anymore.
Well, after a survey, the number one thing that moms actually say they want is nothing to do with flowers. They just want quality time with their kids.
That's it. They just want to take a nice drive over to Applebee's or Denny's or something?
Denny's, whatever, IHOP. The average person will spend under $100 on Mother's Day, with 2% of people only spending over $500.
Now, are you a big Mother's Day person yourself? Like, do you go out of your way to get, like, multiple gifts from mom? Or what's your situation?
Let's not ask my mom that question because...
Which, by the way, your mom's been on the show before, obviously. Right, We've talked about this.
But let's not ask my mom that question only because of the fact that 1 year, I didn't buy her anything at all. I actually forgot about Mother's Day.
Now, do you do that often? Sometimes I forget, like, certain holidays or just certain things, like birthdays, like as people get older.
Well, I remember, like, birthdays. I remember Christmas. I remember that stuff. But... I don't know.
Well, Mother's Day. It's hard to forget Christmas. It's kind of thrown in your face.
Mother's Day, I've gotten a little bit better with since I've become a parent, because I try to do something to take care of my wife, whether it's, you know, hey, we go out to dinner, or, you know, hey, look, I, you know, got you this. Like last year, I got this really cool phone case made for her phone.
Okay.
That had a picture of her and our daughters on it.
That's cool. That's a unique gift.
Yeah. You
know, that's something that she might cherish.
And it says, like.
Except for the fact that you switch out phones. But which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't even know this, remember, we have the ongoing saga of producer Bobby and his inability to be happy with a phone. Remember, we did a game off where he used to have an iPhone. He game off the iPhone and Apple products in general.
Right, right.
And he said Android and Windows is where it was that. Yes. Then a month later, came back on the show, said he had to get back on the iPhone or Apple products because the Windows phone was absolutely horrible.
Not superior.
Then the other day, literally, this is not even, okay, you know how I am as a host on this show, okay? I'm in constant communication with my team at all times. So I'm always texting Dan, texting Bobby, calling Ivan, whoever the people are that are involved with my show. I'm constantly in contact with these individuals. I have this simple thing where I have an iPhone. And so if you have an iPhone, usually when you text somebody,
it comes up as an iMessage.
It comes up as an iMessage, which is a blue colored message.
Correct.
Well, the other day I send the message to Bobby and it goes out blue. And then all of a sudden, within like a few minutes, it comes back. And then I hear the whoop, like it sent the message. And it was like about a minute and a half later.
Right.
I couldn't figure out what the problem was. Well, it was trying to send an iMessage for a good minute for 90 seconds.
Right.
When it doesn't do that, it defaults to sending it as a text message. So it texted him. He texts back. It's green. And that's how you know somebody is texting you from a normal phone is right. It's a text message is green. So then I hit him up. I'm like, what's up? Why isn't it coming up? Where's the iMessage coming up? Evidently, Bobby has now switched once again off of the iPhone. Yes. He has game off the iPhone, and he is now doing what?
I've switched to a product called the HTC One M8, which is an incredible.
You're unhappy next week with it.
No, I really do like the iPhone. But the number one thing I've been telling people for probably two versions of the iPhone is, I want a bigger screen. It needs to be bigger. The M8 is a 5.
What are you doing, watching pay-per-views on this thing? Like, what's the deal here?
No, well, I don't know. I just feel like the phone is too small. So I wanted something larger. The M8 is a 5-inch screen. It's really, really is cool. Plus, it's a quad core versus a dual core like the iPhone is.
Which, by the way, we also had Jesse Barbin, one of our friends of the show, who happens to work as an executive with Apple. And now, like, he's a good friend of ours.
Right.
And I'm sure, did he give you trouble on this? Does he even know?
I don't know if he completely knows, but he made fun of me because I posted on Facebook. I was like, man, I'm really getting bored with this iPhone. And he's like, go ahead, change. They always come back.
They do always come back. Man, I'm telling you, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know my background with the cell phone situation, it was horrendous. I had over a 24-month period, 18 different Android phones. Now, it was like 5 or 6 different models where I would send them into Verizon. They'd send me back like a refurb, which I really do believe to this day, and I've talked about this on the show before, I really do believe to this day that when you do the refurb programs for any of these cell phone companies, you send your crap phone off because you're having problems with it. They don't do anything. They just put a cool sticker back over to make it look new. They clean the phone up a whole bunch, and then they send your crap phone to someone else who sent their crap phone back in. And all they do is they just keep trading crap phone for crap phone all over, back and forth. That's my honest belief when it comes to these cell phone companies. And that's probably not going to make them happy, but I really don't care.
Well, there goes a couple sponsors.
Well, yeah, potential sponsors.
All right, so back to BNN, because I'm reading this off of my brand new HTC One M8.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, make sure we get the plug in there. Of course.
A Florida man got tired of seeing people using their cell phones while driving, so Mr. Jason Humphreys decided to take matters in his own hands. He installed a cell phone jammer behind the passenger seat. He's been using it for the last 2 years.
Okay, all right. Let's talk a little bit about this for a second. Go ahead and finish your story, and then I'm going to jump in on this.
This device has been blocking texts from drivers, cell phone towers, and also causing problems with emergency communications.
And what is his purpose for this? Like, why is he doing this?
Well, he says he doesn't want people texting or on the phone while driving because it's a hazard. The FCC has said that the Enforcement Bureau received a complaint about interference to Tampa cell towers during the morning and evening commutes in 2013. The man has now been charged $48,000 fine.
That seems pretty actually low if you ask me.
By the FCC for using an illegal cell phone jamming device.
I said a cuss word on the radio back in 1995. I got a fine from the FCC for $2,500 sent to me, okay? That was just for saying a cuss word on a college radio station that they happened to get a call in on, and then they monitored it, and then they found out and all that. Wow. This dude was doing this for 2 years and screwing up all kinds of people's stuff. To me, that seems like a $48,000 fine is that's a drop in the bucket for what he should have gotten fined. Now, but we've got to talk about this, okay? What is wrong with us, society? Where are we at? What is the problem that we have with each other? It's okay. I get the whole we need to kind of self-police a little bit. Not everything needs to be. But at what point is your self-policing now becoming a hindrance to me as a human being? Okay. Correct. We need to stop this.
Yeah.
We need to get everybody. Listen, you worry about just driving your car, and then we will try to do everything we can to tell people to stop using their cell phones while they're driving, because you don't need to be texting. You don't need to be on the phone. You can just wait. Maybe you had a half an hour commute, whatever it is. You can wait a few minutes to get back to the person. It's possible. But we don't need our Humphreys or whatever his name is over here.
James Humphreys.
We don't need Mr. Humphreys, you know, jamming cell phone towers and stuff like that. That's just a little over the top and ridiculous to me.
Well, the thing that's funny is, like, if you could see right here.
Yes.
A lot of phones now have what's called car mode. And car mode will give you the ability to play music, navigation, make a phone call, or, like, speak to talk.
Okay.
So the problem I have with what this guy did is a lot of people may have potentially been using something like that. Like, this causes you not to be able to use internet. And I use my phone a lot for GPS as well as for music. I don't do it a lot. I don't do a lot of texting or phone calls because it makes me uncomfortable because of being a parent. Being a parent, I want to make sure my kids arrive alive.
Fair enough.
So,
way to go. Nice plug there for the PSA. Arrive alive, ladies and gentlemen.
So
only on the queue.
Speaking of Arrive Alive, a new story is out right now with Kurt Cobain. I think a couple weeks ago was the anniversary of him killing himself.
Something like suicide. Yeah, I remember something about that in the news.
Well, a new report is out that a actual suicide note has been released, and the picture is floating around online right now, and this was actually found in his wallet.
This was Kurt Cobain's suicide note, or just a message, or what was
this? This is what they're saying. This was his actual suicide note, the note that we all know as his suicide note, that calls Courtney Love, quote, a goddess of a wife who sweats ambition and empathy. Please keep going, Courtney, for our daughter Frances. That's the suicide note that everybody knows as his note.
Now, see, I didn't even realize there was a note out there that they had released that people said was the suicide note that Kurt Cobain left. I had no clue.
Now, here's the reason that they're saying that they don't know.
Mind you, that was so many years ago. I was in college radio when that happened.
Right.
And so, like, I guess at the time period, I just wasn't paying attention because it was just a major loss to the music scene.
Well, the note that I just read was found in the room adjacent to where his body was found, and it was just really weird because a pen was stuck through the middle of the note, and it was like because they found his body in the room next to their green room, and the pen was stuck through this note that read that in one of the planter boxes or whatever. Now, the note that has been found in his wallet,
right,
which is circulating now, says, quote, do you, Kurt Cobain, take Courtney Michelle Love to be your lawful, shredded wife, even when she's a bee with zits and siphoning all your money for dope and whoring around?
Wow. So Kurt and Courtney were not happy.
Yeah. Now, here's the
other... Well, that makes sense. I mean, if you're going to kill yourself, you're going to kill yourself. But here's the thing, though. It was a suicide, okay? This wasn't a Courtney Love, like, handed him the gun and stood there and watched him and was like, go ahead and do it. You need to do it. You need to do it. Like,
right,
at a certain point, this he was a tortured soul. He was doing this on his own, too.
He was
not
very
defending her. I'm just saying.
Right. He was very drugged and sedated, they think, when he did kill himself, because not only did they find the wallet that had this new letter in it,
right,
they found a cigar box with a lot of heroin, needles,
spoons, those things in there that are used to, you know, get yourself high.
Go figure that a tortured, drug-addled grunge rocker would be shooting up heroin.
Right. So the other thing that's pretty interesting about it, though, is the same day that these pictures are released, Courtney Love releases a new song about her love for her, you know, former husband called Wedding Day.
Wow.
So
we got that going on there, ladies and gentlemen. We have, there is just something about our society now. We can't let a moment go by without infusing it with information of some sort or like constantly playing the investigators.
Right.
Why do we have to be the constant investigators? Can we all just live our lives a little bit? Is it possible? Why is it that the tea, by the way, tea party stuff. I have to ask you a question about this, okay? Okay, so we have Sterling, right?
Right.
And now we also have Clive and Bundy. Remember Clive Bundy, yeah. Like the rancher guy?
The
okay?
whole thing out in
Mexico. I'm thinking maybe political ticket 2016, Palin Bundy, Palin Sterling, maybe yeah. Bundy Sterling.
Bundy Sterling?
I'm thinking, hey, Tea Party, you guys are like getting fresh right back into this.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm amazed at how much Sarah Palin has continued to be in the news regardless of how useless she has been to the entire political spectrum since being a potential president or vice president of the United States when she lost the election a few years ago. She is just literally laid in there and stayed strong no matter what. It just blows my mind.
Her movie was really good. Loved her movie.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Nailin' Palin?
Nailin' Palin.
There it is.
All right. So, speaking of getting into people's business, a 72-year-old grandfather named Edward Friel of South Amherst, Ohio, called 911.
Right.
For what reason, you say?
Nope, not sure.
Because his 17-year-old grandson is lazy.
No, wait. So he was just, this goes back, remember when you were playing the audio clips of the people just calling in to 911?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
The stupid reasons and stuff like that we did in overtime and all that? Like, this falls into that category. This is kind of ridiculous, man.
Apparently what happened is Justin was at his grandfather's house and he refused to help him around the house. He just wanted to mess around on the computer and apparently Edward, the grandfather, cut the internet cable to get Justin to pay attention. So Justin decided to punch a hole in the kitchen wall and left. Edward, the grandfather, called 911, but made sure that they knew Justin never threatened him. He just wanted to report Justin's laziness.
Wow. You know, we've got a lot of that going on. Remember there was the viral video a few years ago of the kid who was like the big Xbox freak or like one of the games. Like
oh, yeah, yeah. And he World got of Warcraft mad.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like, so there was the situation where his mom took the game or like canceled his account or whatever. And so there's the famous video. He went on Tosh.0 actually.
And he took the remote.
Yeah, and he kept trying to shove it out. Tosh is asking him questions like, why would you try to shove a remote up your butt? Like, how is that fixing the problem? And he it was trying to figure out if it was a fake one. It was the only time Tosh did. Is this a real
is this real or fake?
He calls it
Web Redemption.
Web Redemption, and this one was supposed to be Web something else that had to do with trying to figure out if it was real or fake. Well, hey, listen, I've got a story here because I was tooling around the other day, and somebody sent this to me, and I found it kind of interesting. Okay. We got some good news for society here, bro.
Okay.
Some very good news for society. A new Harris poll on America's favorite books just came out. And there's not a trace of Twilight, okay?
Perfect.
No Twilight whatsoever in the top 10 books in American society.
Nice.
Okay, now here's the kicker to this. Wait till you hear the books that are on this list, because to me, this seems really odd, okay? Start at number 10, The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald. Not a bad one. Great movie. Fair enough. Number 9, The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck. Number 8, Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Number 7, Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger. Of course, the famous book that is always associated with serial killers and everything else. Number 6, Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Number 5, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Number 4, The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Number 3, Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling. Number 2, Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. And number 1, take a wild guess, Bobby. What's the most popular book in the world?
50 Shades of Grey.
Not even close. It is, of course, the Bible, because religion rules our world.
Wow.
Now, here's what's crazy to me. If you notice, other than J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter, there is nothing from the last 50 years. Nothing. Nothing from within the last 50 years except for Harry Potter is on here. The Bible is
Lord of the Rings really that old?
Yeah, J.R.R. Tolkien in Lord of the Rings, he wrote that, I think, in the 40s, 30s, or 20s, something like that.
I didn't know that.
We'll have to double check that between breaks and stuff like that. But at the same point, like to me, you got Moby Dick. That's the 1800s. Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger. That might have been like 30s or 40s. Like nothing from the like. You've got. There's got to have been at least some Stephen King. King is probably one of the most prolific writers of the last 25 to 30 years.
You've got the Bible. That's at least a good 1,200 years old.
Well, 2,000 years old at least. Some fair enough, but I just find it so weird that they just keep going back to these books that are almost turn of the century, like 1940s right, right. and earlier. I just find that odd. We don't have good stuff anymore. Anyway, go ahead. Let's finish up BNN. Knock us out with the last story here, Bobo.
All right, so this is actually a good story. A 9-year-old boy in Texas has been saving his money for months and months and months to buy a brand new PlayStation 4. But Hector Montoya said that he saw something that changed his priorities. Montoya watched his neighbor's home catch fire and everyone had passed away in the home. Well, he decided that he did not want to anymore purchase a PlayStation 4. Instead,
okay.
Hector went to the local police department in Texas where he lives and decided to purchase smoke detectors and smoke alarms for all the homes that have senior citizens or anyone that has special needs that would not be able to... assist themselves, basically.
Okay, fair enough. Seems like a decent thing to do.
Because the mother and the daughter in the home that passed away next to him were both special needs, and that was why they were not able to alert people, because they didn't know what to do to be able to alert someone that the house was on fire.
That's a really good story to end on right there. I appreciate it. Like, that's a nice thing. We don't have enough stories where people do decent things anymore
right
here. Like, instead of just giving me all the food that I order from McDonald's, you only give me 60% of the food that I pay for and stuff like that.
Instead of giving you real lettuce, they give you shredded.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what we're going to do anymore in this society, Bobby. It's just one of those crazy things. But I want everybody out there to make sure that you check out theqnow.com. That is the website where you can find out all the good stuff about our shows, old episodes, interviews with one Mr. Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner,
absolutely,
as well as Johnny Bananas from MTV. We have tons and tons of Adam Carolla has been a guest on the show before. So I want to make sure that you guys check that out. You seem to have been grabbing for some. What do you got there, Bobby?
Well,
you got one last thing for us?
This thing, I just find it very interesting. It's the top 10 things that guys actually like talking about.
Okay. We are guys.
Yes.
We do have penises.
And the reason I find this very interesting is because there was a story I remember when I was in high school that came out that said every, 36 seconds, all that men think about is sex.
Which I would hope that every 36 seconds women think about it, too, so that we could have it more often.
But I just find it very interesting that on this list, this is the top 10. Sex is not in the top half of this.
All right, let's start. Give me number 10.
Number 10 is sex.
Okay, number 10 is sex.
Number 9, music.
All right.
Number 8, our relationships.
Fair enough.
Number 7, movies. Number 6, food and drinks. Number 5, TV and TV shows. Number 4, our families. Number 3 is work. Number 2 is our sports. And number 1 is the current events and news that are happening in the world today.
Like so, Don Sterling.
Correct. Like Don Sterling, things like that. So it's just interesting to me that after being polled that we really don't think about sex as much as people want to say we do.
Well, what I do find interesting about that entire list right there is that the number one is news and current events. And you can always get great news and current events from us
these
here.
These two guys.
That's right. Well, three guys. Don't forget Dan Walsh. He is over there in Russia with Vladimir Putin right now. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on this episode of The Q. I want to thank 1420 WINI for being one of our radio stations that
absolutely
plays us every single week. Thank you so much to all of you. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell everybody that you know. Hopefully Dan Walsh will be back on the next episode of this show, as well as more great guests and all that good stuff. And don't forget razorsharpdigital.com. That's where you can get great SEO, SEM, as well as website and marketing for all of your digital content needs. razorsharpdigital.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on The Q. On behalf of myself, as well as producer Bobby, we will see you guys next time on the show. Solutions left but some died. Trying to block my shot just ain't gonna happen, so don't try. Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. And get hit up after hit. This chemistry is so legit. I can't be quick like a...